Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
What's happening, Flax?
I'm so ready for today.
So for someone that's never heard Relax It's Flax before, just remind everybody what's about to happen.
It's fun entertainment, and it basically starts your weekend on the right note.
That's absolutely what you got to do. So before I introduce our very special guest, I have to replay something that happened on Relax It's Flax.
Hold on. Disclaimer, because I know exactly what you're going to play.
What am I going to play?
Just play it.
Okay. A couple of weeks ago,
pull the Band-Aid off.
You'll remember that this happened on Relax It's Flax.
You know someone, Tatum Keshwa?
She is a former Miss South Africa.
She's beautiful. How come you never told me about her before? She legit looks like sort of like a Kim Kardashian, but a hot one.
Okay, how did you come across her?
Just over Twitter. A Twitter recommended. Obviously thought we would be good friends.
Okay, well, you should get her onto the Gareth Cliff Show.
Most definitely.
Yeah, do it.
But what else does, like, what do you know about her?
That she's a former Miss South Africa.
And?
What's
she up to now?
I don't know, bro. Which is exactly why we have...
Well, that's not creepy at all, is it now, eh?
Ridiculously awesome Tatum Keshwa in the building. What's happening, Tatum?
I am blushing right now.
Me too.
So I said to producer Kat, I said we have to get Tatum on because Flax, made a whole
fuss
about it.
Might as well say I have a crush. Might as well just go out and say it.
I knew something was up when... a bunch of people from Cliff Central started following me. Like, I think he followed me, and then Kat followed me, and then I was like, okay, wait.
What is going on?
Is there another rumor in the media? What's happening?
So it's very, very cool. You're going to hang out for the whole of Relax It's Flax. What I didn't realize, and I was just reading up now, is that actually you've got a hell of a lot going on. You've got a company called Popular Communications.
Right.
And you do some unbelievable stuff, and you're up and down from Joburg, and you're a very busy woman.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, very busy. So I'm glad you found time for us on a Friday afternoon.
Well, thanks for having me. I'm just as happy to be here.
It's very, very cool. All right, so Flax.
I'm still trying to get over the shyness over here.
Well done, producer Kat, for putting this together, by the way.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay, there you go.
I was at gym earlier and I was Googling you and your FHM photos came up and I was like even more excited.
Getting weirder by the second.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool. I'm glad we got a podcast of this. You can use it in the police reports. Okay, Flax, you want to talk about penguins, bro?
Okay, so there's this awesome, awesome story. This dude basically found a penguin in Brazil. It was when they had an oil spill crisis. He took the penguin, he washed it up, he basically fostered the penguin until it grew back feathers. And then he put it back in the water and the penguin swam away. But every year, the penguin swims back to the beach, like at a certain time in the year, spots him and follows him home. How cute is that?
Oh, I love that story. It's so sweet.
He's got like a little penguin as a child now, and it comes back the same time every year.
That is amazing. I love that.
Why can't they be house pets, penguins? I don't understand.
I think because they like the cold.
Yeah, because they have to be in water.
I mean, but you know, can't we make a... Isn't there, with modern technology, that we could do something? I feel like they are so cute. Producer Kat and I, when we were in Cape Town for Design in Durban a couple of weeks ago, we went to the Two Oceans Aquarium, and we literally spent about an hour and a half just looking at the penguins. It was very odd.
You were like,
no, I thought they
were
so dope.
I've never seen you find something so cute before.
They are so cute. And now I'm happy because I know that they're like, you know, they've got some loyalty and affinity towards people. Because some of these animals are not loyal.
Is that your computer?
Yeah, it is, yeah. Some of these animals are not loyal at all. You know, like cats. Cats are not loyal.
Penguins. Where did I read these penguin facts? Penguins trade pebbles for sex. I read that. I don't know if anyone's heard that. Am I the only one? Is that a little fun fact with Flax? I've heard penguins trade pebbles for sort of like I'm a cooler penguin than you, have sex with me sort of thing.
I don't think you have to try very hard to come across as the weird person of the day.
What do you mean pebbles?
I'm telling you, I think
you've got the story wrong. Because, okay, my version of that story is that a penguin, when it's ready to mate, will search the entire beach for a perfect pebble and then present it to its prospective mate that it wants to be with. And then it will, if she accepts the pebble, they will become a pair. And I also heard that once penguins form this pair, they become a pair, a couple, a lifelong couple. So they will never leave one another.
Wikipedia doesn't put it so nicely as that. When you search this penguin thing, it goes, prostitution among animals. shortage of stones led female Adelia penguins to trade sex for stones.
Jeez, I'm not sure how we got here. I'm still at the pebble thing. I didn't realize that was such an important part of a penguin's life.
Penguins
as a pebble.
Use stones for building their nests. Based on a 1998 study, media reports stated that a shortage of stones led female Adelia penguins to trade sex for stones. Some pair bonded female penguins copulate with males who are not their mate and then take pebbles from their own nests.
Fantastic. And now that Flax has had his learn to read session for the day, let's move on to talk Justin Bieber, Flax. Oh, what's the latest?
At the moment, he's doing his Purpose tour.
And everyone was very upset because, Tatum, did you know Bieber used to do a thing in his tour where he'd call up a girl from the stage?
Yeah, I've seen that.
One Less Lonely Girl. And
One
yesterday,
Less Lonely Girl.
Trending worldwide after he launched his new tour, people were moaning because he's taken that segment out of his new world tour. So globally, people are very upset about this.
I mean, I get that because that's what you go to a concert hoping for, a lot of the young girls, you know, to be called up on stage. But then it's Justin Bieber. I feel like he's quite a moody person. If he's not in the vibe of doing it, he's not going to do it.
Are you a believer?
I mean, I don't want to say I'm a believer, but I do think he's an amazing entertainer.
Is he? Do you think he's redeemed himself in the past couple of months with the new album and everything? He had that whole spat where it was a bit of a meltdown and he was shouting at paparazzi and going wild.
Arrests and stuff.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not really one to feel like entertainers or artists need to redeem themselves with the public because people just don't understand what fame is like. Even I don't. I mean, obviously, I'm not like Justin Bieber or anything. But I know it's crazy for him, and he will adapt to it and deal with it the way that he sees fit.
Hmm. What's your favorite Justin Bieber song?
I really like Sorry at the moment.
Okay. Yeah, so, that is a cool tune.
And the music video is quite cool.
And he's not even in it.
I know.
Yeah.
I must admit, we're probably having internet problems at the office today because I was just streaming video clips of Justin Bieber, anything. Justin Bieber walking in the streets, Justin Bieber's new Purpose concert. It is so cool what he's doing now. First of all, his outfits on this tour are unbelievable. He does this performance where he jumps on trampolines. He jumps on like three trampolines.
Yes, you were telling me about this earlier.
While he performs the song, I think it's Sorry. And there's another one right at the end when he does Where Are You Now? Water starts falling on him. It's unbelievable. One of the best performances I've ever seen. And then,
what's going through your mind, Tatum? Because your face is saying a million and one different things. Tatum's like, how did I land up here on a Friday afternoon? Like, what's going on?
He's sweet, he's cute, but he's weird.
And you know his song, what's that song? My mama don't like you, but she likes everyone.
Love Yourself.
Love
yeah.
Yourself. So he sits on a
now
couch.
Now Tatum's thinking he just keeps going. Okay, yeah.
This is my last Justin Bieber one. So he sits on a couch with a guitar and he sings that song, but he does it to his own tune, however he's feeling on that day. So it's fully like a cappella. It's unbelievable.
Does someone feed him grapes while he's doing
no,
this?
No, it's honestly, you guys can chirp Justin Bieber, but he's the sickest thing ever.
But you, clearly a believer.
Definitely.
You're saying that he's charging $2,000 for a selfie.
Yeah, so when you get like your ticket package and that, if you want to meet and greet, you pay so much money, and then you got to pay an extra $2,000 if you want to take a selfie with Justin Bieber.
That fair, Tatum?
I don't know if I would do that.
$20,000.
But if the money was going to a really worthy cause, then I would back that 100%.
Okay.
I doubt it's going to a worthy cause.
Do you know how much pressure parents must be under to get their kids that package? Because that's what it's about. I mean, it's teenage girls. Yeah, and you can imagine saying, oh, well, the concert ticket's great, but what I really want is the $2,000 package where I get the selfie. It's not that fair.
Yeah, you know, it's not really something I identify with because I was never really a follower of anything when I was that kind of age. I mean, I loved Michael Jackson and I did go to the concert when he came to SA, but that was as far as it went, you know. Now, I mean, I have a younger cousin who's obsessed with One Direction and she's One Direction everything, the PJs, the bed sets, you know, all of it. So, yeah, I think there is a lot of pressure on parents these days to kind of make sure that the kids get what they want and, you know, they give in to it.
This is what's so cool about Ed Sheeran, though, because Ed Sheeran...
He's a new level celebrity now, because he's, like, so down to earth.
But every ticket at his concert, regardless of where you're sitting, is the same price. So he doesn't mark stuff up based on where you're sitting, because he wants everyone to have the same experience. Whereas a lot of these other acts, they obviously the closer you are to the front, the more they charge, and to the extent of $2,000 for a selfie.
Do you remember?
But you would pay that, Flax.
No, I'd probably pay that. I don't know if you heard that story with Ed Sheeran. So he makes millions a year, but he's put himself on a set salary a month, which is, I think, when he started out in the industry. So it's like, so he can afford the bare necessities.
Wow, that's unnecessary, but good for him.
No, yeah, he's so down to earth. He's not even on Twitter anymore. He doesn't give a damn about the hype anymore. He just wants to make good songs.
You know what? I really like that because I like people handling what they do in a different way. They're kind of revolutionizing the way way that they operate within a specific industry.
It is cool. I guess that he has sort of been able to see through it a lot quicker than other people. I mean, even in your context of, so it's not overnight fame that comes with Miss SA, but it's kind of, it is a massive change between the 2 days, the day before you were and the day after. Mm. And suddenly there's a lot of attention, and sometimes people, you know, getting that on a global scale, they never come right from that switchover from sort of zero to hero.
Absolutely, and people have different coping mechanisms. That's why I was saying, you know, the way that Justin Bieber kind of handles himself, I don't think he should feel like he needs to redeem himself in any way, because we would just never identify or understand what he's going through, or the pressure, you know, the demand on his time and attention and all of that.
I was actually thinking that today, like, when we want to go with somebody else to a birthday party, like someone we've never met before, you always like, can you maybe just ask John if we can, like, if you can bring me to his birthday party? Justin Bieber never has to go through that. Everyone wants him at their birthday party. Everyone knows him.
Well, except for Selena on occasion.
Imagine sitting in a room and being like, I'm the biggest celebrity in this room. And that is in every single room you sit in. There's no bigger celebrity than Justin Bieber. He's the number one everything.
Well, to you, definitely. I think that's become clear.
Like, imagine sitting in a room and, like, it's like a dude sitting in a room and knowing he's the richest person. Like, what now? Everyone's going to love him. No one's going to say anything bad about him in the room.
It's like sitting in the room when you're a Miss SA or a former Miss SA and you're like, I'm the most awesome woman in this room. I've been announced as the front of the country, in the face of the country.
Well, I should be. I'm the only woman in this room.
All right, let's shift gears for a second and talk about one of Bieber's big friends, which is Kendall Jenner, and something's happening with her on Instagram.
I was taking screenshots of this earlier.
What's going on with her? I love her.
She's cool, great. Yeah.
Do you know how much she makes for posting something on Instagram?
How much? Tell
she me. Can make upwards of $150,000 to $300,000 for an Instagram post.
I just got sick. What am I doing with my life?
but then again, she has like 62 million followers.
Yeah, I feel like if she puts her stamp on something, though, people do go out and buy it. I mean, she's the face of like a million and one different brands. Mm. Do you think, though, that it's long-term, Tatum? Do you think that she's going to be – or do you have to – as a model or whatever, do you get a certain amount of time and you just have to ride it for as much as you can?
You know, I think that's what separates Kendall from the rest of her family. There's a sense of longevity and classicness about her brand. It's not bubblegum. Whereas, I mean, the Kardashians are definitely having a huge impression on pop culture at the moment. But I think that Kendall handles herself in a very different way. And because of that, she will for sure have longevity in the industry.
Yeah, listen, she seems like
she does things for herself,
different to all of them.
Like, I remember when...
I love we've never met her, but we have all these opinions, yeah?
When she was started out in her fashion career, she said they're not allowed to film her on Keeping Up with the Kardashians, because that is her own thing, that is her. So no one was allowed to follow her to her fashion shoots and walking the runways and stuff. She wanted to be independent of the brand.
Mm. How do you think social media and that has changed this whole modeling game? I mean, you see people, I think there was a guy on Ellen the other day and he was speaking about, he posted a picture on Instagram. He gets called by Wilhelmina Models in New York and all of a sudden he's like booking Nike deals.
Oh, man.
How has it changed? And does it impact also if you get cast or not cast, how big your following is?
It definitely does, because what's happening now in the social media sphere is that brands, along with social media, interact with their clients and potential clientele and markets, right? So what they want to do is they want to use influencers, people that will be able to influence the way that their brand is perceived and taken on and increase the kind of buy-in. So an influencer would be somebody who we regard as a peer, but admire and kind of create a pedestal for.
Mm.
So within the modeling industry, you find that certain brands will only want a model who has a huge following on social media so that they can expand the brand buy-in. So if you have less than a certain 1,000, they don't really want to interact with you because your influence is much smaller than somebody who's got a greater following. And it's sometimes it's not even about the number, but also the quality, you know, the impression that you make on the number of followers that
you have. That you have, the level of engagement.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because some people can have like 20,000 followers, but people don't engage with that person, so it's not worthwhile. Or the audience isn't specific enough. I mean, fashion bloggers get that, you know, right a lot of the time, because if you sponsor a fashion blogger, you know that their audience are people that are buying clothing and are interested in clothing.
Like fashionistas.
Yeah, there you go.
Talking about clothing, I don't usually dress like this. I just came from gym and they didn't tell me you were coming. I'm usually like much more swaggy. Like I got like the coolest shoes on. I got like jeans and like a nice shirt. I'm not usually like in tracksuit pants and like a bigger shirt than I usually wear.
That's cool. I can dig the chilled vibe.
And my hair is usually much more done, but they didn't tell me.
Your hair has looks like it has finger waves in it.
It's going through stages right now, but I've got a haircut tomorrow. We should have done this next week, guys. And you should have told me, Kat, that Tatum was coming.
It's fine. I like the rustic look.
Rustic. Oh, Kat, we got to redo this. This is not going up as a podcast.
Kat, producer Kat, how do you think this is going so far on a scale of 1 to 10?
It's going good, but Mike, I don't know what the hell is happening with your hair.
I got a haircut tomorrow. I'm doing that new look. Yeah, I'm doing that new Bieber look.
Okay, we'll get on with that. And yeah, let's. I'm sure you can tweet Tatum. Wouldn't mind if you tweet her a picture of your haircut tomorrow.
I'll tweet you a picture of my Yeezys later, and then everything will be redeemed.
Yeah, there you go. Because that's what's going to impress you, right, Tatum?
Exactly. Inbox me some pictures of your wardrobe.
Listen, Flax, tell us about this husband who was watching TV, and all of a sudden he saw his wife, who he thought was dead.
So this dude, Abara Mohammed, he long ago he took
his name is spelled A-B-R-A-G-H.
Abara.
No, I don't
Abra.
Abra. I think Abra is probably more like Agbara.
So his wife was sick one year. He lives in Morocco. Now he took his wife to the doctor. Then he went back home just to help with like housework and to help with the family business. And the doctor told him that his wife had died. Now, jump like 5 years down the line, he's now watching a TV program which is all about spouses reuniting with their lost lovers. And then he sees his wife on the TV show. And he's like, what? The doctor told me she was dead. How crazy is that?
She clearly didn't like the guy. Like, clearly.
No,
clearly...
she was on the show looking for him now.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, wow.
So, obviously, the doctor must have said something went wrong with him. Imagine being in the situation.
That's like a proper full-on long-lost love story. That would make a good Nicholas Sparks novel.
I've never read a Nicholas Sparks novel.
Like the Notebook. You know, The Notebook is based on Nicholas Sparks. I haven't read his books either, but he does all those movies, like The Notebook and that kind of thing.
Notebook was very good.
Yeah.
I love the ending. That's where it really gets you, when they're like, I don't care what you have, let's live together.
But this could be in that lane when they reunite. Yes. Yeah.
This is like more like Jerry Springer and Oprah do an interview together. Like, it's so messed up, but it's so inspiring.
It sounds a bit far-fetched because it's just so unbelievable. I mean, what happened? Did she get amnesia at the doctor's and then forget where she stays and then, you know, had to start up a new life and then realize later and then had to try and find her man?
He even claims that he received her body already in a coffin, which he then took back to their hometown for burial.
Okay, no, this is turning into some kind of... It's no longer The Notebook, guys.
Something else at play. That is a heavy one. All right, and then one final story before we find out a little bit more from Tatum on all the amazing things that she's doing at the moment. Let's really end this off on a high and speak about this woman who ripped off her husband's testicles.
So a woman ripped off her husband's testicles because he refused to do the housework. So this was on Women's Day. He didn't bring her flowers, refused to do the housework, and like as sort of like an angry thing, she grabbed his testicles and he jumped back, and then she still had them in his hand and they ripped off. How hectic is that?
Now, unfortunately, this does not do good PR for the country from which she came and where they live, which is Romania.
Mm.
who already don't have the most warm and inviting feel to them. Also, her name is Ionel Popa from Dragomirești, Valsu County in northeast Romania.
wow.
It's just, I feel like Romania is a cold place, though. I'm kind of not surprised to see a story like this come out of Romania.
His wife probably... probably saw the testicles in his hand and he said, I can't believe they remain here.
Producer Kat, your thoughts on that
joke? Worst joke ever.
I know, right? Shame.
Just when you think seriously, you can't get lower from speaking about a story about ripping off testicles, back and took it there. Well done, bro. Alright, that's all the stories, right?
That is all the stories.
Power. So Tatum, so cool to have you in.
So cool to be here.
Now that we've put you through all of that.
My initiation.
Yeah, some WTF moments.
That's the warm up.
That's Unradio. You are doing some unbelievable stuff. Let's talk a little bit more about Popular Communications, because that's the big project right now, right?
Right. It is. So I established this company, I think it was in 2013, and basically everything that I do runs through that. I do a lot of public speaking, so you know, people can go to my website tatumkeshwar.com and book me, and that runs through Popular Communications. So we're working on a lot of events, and we do actual communications for events as well and for organizations. A lot of talks and motivational talks for schools and that kind of thing, because my background is also psychology. So there's a nice mix of things happening there. Also a bit of consulting to organizations, working with KZN Fashion Council, doing some stuff with them.
Cool.
So, yeah. It's a nice mix.
Yeah, they've got to get this fashion stuff better. I was looking at some of the stuff coming out of Joburg Fashion Week, and I mean, it's dope, but for some reason, it's just not at the level that it seems to be overseas. I don't know. What's going on?
So, are you referring to Fashion Week that's taking place this week?
The one right now, yeah.
Okay.
Because everybody that I meet just bitches and moans about it. I'm not near cool enough to even go to one of these things, but all the fashionistas that we have on the show, people we speak to, are always disappointed every year.
Okay, so I think just to put it into perspective, Fashion Week started on Thursday. That was day one. And usually day one begins with the up-and-coming designers. So that's not really a good litmus test to gauge where South African fashion is sitting at the moment. Today is day two of Fashion Week, and of course I'll be walking in one of the shows.
Oh, wow,
tonight.
That's awesome. Well, you see, it's already better.
I'm going to be walking in David Lalle's show.
Oh, wow. Yeah, well, he's a rock star, yeah.
Yes, he is amazing. So I think I'll be closing the show tonight, so you guys can come and check it out. The show is happening tonight at 10 p.m. Nelson Mandela Square.
Cats, phone David
for some tickets. In a secret location. So, yeah, that should be amazing. And, you know, what South African fashion is doing really well.
Well, he flies the flag really high.
He does fly the flag really high. You know, he's shown a couple times at New York Fashion Week, but he's one of many amazing South African designers that are showing internationally. And we can definitely compete with the best of them when it comes to fashion, design, production, and even models as well.
Well, definitely. I mean, if you're modeling, because you do know at this point in your life that you are ridiculously good looking, Tatum.
Wow.
No, you must be aware. You have to.
Like the mirror even looks at you and says, damn.
I mean, you must know, Tatum, at this point.
I mean, I don't look at myself and think I'm ridiculously good looking. I think, okay, you aren't too bad, you know.
Is it ever is it ever a barrier in getting people to really pay attention to, you know, stuff that's close to your heart or whatever? Do you ever find it a hindrance?
Yes, I definitely find that it has been a hindrance and a little bit of a burden, specifically in transitioning from model to Miss South Africa to businesswoman, because now you go into a boardroom full of men who have decades of business experience behind them, and you are expecting them to take you seriously, and all they are seeing is a model or a Miss SA or a pretty poppy, you know? So you now have to go the extra mile to show your intellect in order to buy them and buy them over. So, yeah.
Well, you bought me over.
She bought
How
you
many over. Times over? That's the question.
She bought you over on Twitter before you even met her. She bought you over.
The best find to date.
Does Flax have any chance, though?
Chance of what?
Wait, Tatum, you married, no?
No, I'm not married.
Okay, well, that's one way to find out.
It's a good way to ask that question.
I just straight.
No, I'm not married. Okay. Just to clarify.
Do you have a bae?
Yeah.
That's a yes. Yeah. That's a yes.
Do you have children?
No, I have no kids. I have no children.
No kids.
I was going to go with I'm great with kids, but now I can't.
But it's good to know whenever I need a babysitter, then I'll...
We have
you're
a lot in common.
You're
I like fashion. You like fashion. We both 22, 23...
Keep going.
But you have a bear. Well, listen, you're a total rock star. And yeah, we really threw you into the thick of it here.
I've loved it, thanks. It's been fun.
What do you think people can really learn from Tatum Keshua? I mean, what's the big takeaway? You've had this unbelievable narrative so far in your life. You've done unbelievable things. You've transitioned, you know, from being a model to a Miss South Africa, which is a lot of philanthropy and so on and so forth, to being a businesswoman, to being someone who seems very, you know, closely aligned to their family. What can people learn from you that you've learned?
Well, firstly, I think that for me, whenever I'm interacting with somebody or media, what I like to do is make sure that people have a sense of who Tatum actually is. So the down-to-earth person who has passions and purpose in life and wants to leave, make an impact and leave a mark on the world that I leave behind. I think that throughout everything that I've experienced, even before I was Miss SA up to now, the most important lesson that I've definitely learned is the fact that you have everything you need within you to succeed. And it's actually your experiences in life that bring out these characteristics and traits and strengths that make you realize that you can do those things, you can accomplish those desires that are in your heart.
But you've just got to be open to those experiences.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And take from them.
There you go.
Can also learn that to prove that angels exist.
Oh, wow.
That's my last compliment. I'm out of – I don't think I can top that one.
Yeah, Flax, you wrap it up. You land the plane here on today's edition of Relax, It's Flax.
Tatum, where can we follow you on social media? Because you definitely want to keep up with you.
So on Twitter, you'll find me at Tatum Keshua. On Instagram, the same, Tatum Keshua. And if you'd like to see what I'm up to – TatumKeshua.com.
Thank you so much for appearing on Relax is Flax. This is like podcast of the year.
It's been amazing to be here. You guys are awesome. Thank
and welcome
so
back anytime, like next Friday, same time.
Fab, let's do it.
She's going to run for the hills.
Yes, we must grab a quick photo before you bolt.
Tatum, thank you very much.
Thanks. Hellman on CliffCentral.com.